If Igor was complaining about the fact that I haven't invited him to be on the post-game show in a while, at least at home, then you're probably downright PO'd at me for because that hasn't happened in quite a while. Yeah. It's been a while at home. But you were on with me after the game in Brandon where you had a shutout.
Yeah.
What's going on with you and the Wheat Kings? I mean, this is a pretty good team to be shutting out back-to-back.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I guess I always just feel pretty good against those guys. You know, they usually have a lot of shot volume. You know, they didn't really have too many shots tonight. But, I mean, early on in the game they did. They're sort of, you know, keeping up with us, you know, in the shot clock there. So, you know, I felt into it early on in the game, and that just carried on the rest of the way.
So you obviously prefer to get some work early to get into it.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's always nice to get a good couple of shots in the first couple of minutes of the game, you know, and then you just, you know, you felt the puck, and then you're just a lot more confident from there on.
You have 4 shutouts. Evan has 3. Is there a little competition, friendly competition going on between you two?
Yeah, I mean, I think there always is between goalie partners. You know, there was last year, too, with me and Chatty. I mean, you know, me and Evan, we push each other on and off the ice. So, you know, it's definitely some healthy competition. I think it brings out the best in both of us.
Absolutely. Adam?
The team went through a rough stretch a couple weeks ago, and, I mean, I don't even say you did because you face 18 shots every night. If 2 goes in, you have an 8 in front of the save percentage, right? But just what was that like, and what's the bounce back been like for you over the last 10 days or so?
Yeah, for the team, I mean, we sort of got together, like, just the players and had a meeting there, you know, just talking about, like, you know, we got to believe in ourselves. You know, we're the best team in the league for a reason, and just we just have to play our game every night, and we'll be tough to beat. And then, yeah, same with myself. You know, a lot of it's mental, you know, so just sort of working out those kinks and, you know, just making sure you're believing in yourself and believing in your teammates. And, you know, the game's a lot easier when you got a good strong mental game.
And what's the blue pads a note to Nolan Meyer?
Yeah, definitely a tribute to the Mizey there. You know, he pretty much had the exact same setup. Like, that's definitely what I went for there. And he shot a text to Harv saying, oh, those pads look familiar. So I'm glad he likes them.
Speaking of Harv, I think Jeff Harvey would probably be upset if for a second straight time that I talk to you, we don't talk about him and his help with you along the line, because that's just the kind of guy Jeff Harvey is. He wants to be a part of this, and he is a big part of it.
Oh, yeah. Huge part. I mean, he put so much effort in with me and guards, like, all while working another job on top of that, too. So, you know, he's up late doing video for us and at the rink early working with us as much as possible. You know, he puts a lot of effort in for us, and it definitely helps a lot.
And one more thing with regards to home ice. You guys are 26-4-1 at home. You clinch not just the East Division but the Eastern Conference. So through the first 3 rounds of the playoffs, assuming you get all the way through, you've got home ice advantage. How big is that for this group?
Yeah, it's huge. I mean, you know, the games are always on the weekends, you know, as opposed to the weekday, so we always got the big crowds here. And, I mean, the fans help so much. You know, you've seen it this year how good we are at home. You know, it's a lot of that's just because the fans, you know, the energy they bring helps us a lot. So that's definitely a big deal for us to get home ice for the first 3 rounds, I guess. So, yeah, that'll definitely be a huge help come playoffs.
One more thing to do, and that's get home ice for all 4 rounds.
Yeah.
Austin, congratulations on
Thank
the shutout and another victory. All the best.
Thank you.
Austin Elliott of the Saskatoon Blades.